Building a computer is child's play, or at least it ought to be. That's the premise behind an innovative concept in science and engineering education. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District has partnered with UAA's Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, or ANSEP, to help middle schoolers achieve future university success.
You should not need a screwdriver!
An instructor calls out directions to a room full of kids who are working to fit tiny components together inside an otherwise empty computer case. Jackson Peters is a Wasilla sixth grader. He seems undaunted by the task at hand.
Yeah, the bottom blue is the motherboard. Then we have the RAMs. Then we have the heater. Like thing that cools it down.
Yeah, the fan.
Yeah, we have the fan, and then we have all the fan wires, and we have the fans all hooked up.
Jackson is one of 54 sixth and seventh graders gathered in the ANSEP common room at UAA. The Matsu School District middle schoolers are here to take part in the science and engineering camp ANSEP hosts every year. Dr. Herb Schroeder founded ANSEP about a dozen years ago.
It's all about raising the bar and showing kids that they can do things that they might not necessarily consider.
The camp is actually a 12-day activity. Computer building is only part of it. The students will do some hands-on engineering projects and some hydrology work with the Forest Service to get a broad feeling for what it is like to be a scientist or an engineer. The program is an attempt to boost the flagging numbers of Alaska Native students who are ready for college-level studies. Schroeder is outspoken about how the established education system is letting Alaska Native students down.
40% of our Alaska Native kids never graduate from high school on time. We're spending money in ways that aren't changing that number, and we need to stop this. I call it paying for failure.
The students have taken a short break for snacks and a bit of horsing around, but now it's time to get back to work. Two girls bend their heads over their projects, while an ANSEP instructor calls out encouragement over the room's scratchy wireless sound system.
And when it's done, are you going to be able to use this?
Yeah, hopefully. If not, my ego will be damaged forever.
What's your name?
Alyssa McLean.
And from where?
Palmer, Alaska.
Oh, what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth grade? Is this difficult work for you?
Well, for you.
I don't know how you do it.
I just look at the pictures mostly.
This is the first time the ANSEP Middle School Academy is happening before summer vacation, and it's important because it is also the first time that an entire school district is taking part. Schroeder says in the past, students were selected one or two at a time from a number of rural school districts. Matsu School District Superintendent Dr. Dina Paramo says 200 students applied for the program from her district.
And our goal really is to open up doors for these kids and have them challenge us. They are building a computer, and they get to keep that computer. Their skin in the game is that these kids are to take algebra by eighth grade, and just challenging themselves academically to move forward in high school as well to be ready for college.
Schroeder says ANSEP wants to extend its model of introducing math and science challenges to elementary and middle school students to 12 school districts around the state by 2018.
And the most significant thing about the Middle School Academy is that in the nation, 26% of eighth graders graduate with Algebra 1 successfully completed. ANSEP students graduate eighth grade with Algebra 1 completed at a rate of 83%. So we're more than three times better than the national average.
Paramo says the school district's part in the program was helped along by state science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM funds, and Kinnick tribal funds.
It's just an opportunity that we wanted to offer our kids and being innovative in new programs and hopefully creating a pipeline for these kids to be engineers if they'd like and opening those doors.
Schroeder says he wants 3,000 Alaska Native students in that pipeline by 2020, students from sixth grade to PhD candidates. I'm Ellen Lockyer.